नमो महाभद्राय कृष्ण प्रेम हस्ताय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य गौर try to have very bona fide association of Vaishnav, any bona fide guru. Then, like past, I have explained all these things. And if you are saying that there is no such guru, then make any such devotee Mahabhagavat. Mahabhagavat as a Shiksha Guru. And if you are believed, then that one is of your heart in that. Krishna, say again, Shiksha and Shiksha. This is the end and object of the soul in life. Worldly problems solve in Krishna. There are so many problems in life, but this is more
primary problem.
If it is not solved, then only party feelings and all other things, nothing, making money and name and fame will not do. Oh, we are in this party. How do we get this? It's not there. So try to do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Advaita Charya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and he gave his heart in the Lord's feet of Chaitanya. And so, now I am satisfied. My whole life is not successful. Being in the state of creation and having this success. So we should try to follow all the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. I am going to now Hari explain Hari Hapuratan Sundara Dhiti Padam Vasam Dhinita Sara Hridaya Kanta Puratume Nastatinanda. That Hari Satinanda, who himself Hari, who is Hari? Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself is that Hari. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami is calling him not Hari, but Satchitananda. Sati Vaishnava must be to all. So, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be very same like as his mother. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes may become very hard and mistful, cruel hearted. Like he became very cruel hearted in connection with Chota Haridas, Sara Krishna Das, about King Patapurus Raja, he will not give his darshan to him. He was not ready to take advice of Advaita Charya, Nityananda Prabhu, even Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar, anyone, even his guru, like Guru Paramananda Puri and all others. He refused. He told that now I'm just now I'm living this guru. You should be with Supervisor. Or you should be with Patapurusha. You will gain so many wealth and reputation and everything. I don't want. If you are not like this, then we cannot have pure bhakti, devotion. Vaishnava should be like Vaishnava. But Rupa Goswami tells, O Prabhu, if you look towards my qualification, then we are hopeless forever. I know that if you are not like that, you are also distant of the people. So I know that you are so kind-hearted. and you cannot give up this quality. And among all qualities, Vatsalya Bhava means to This is most superior quality of Krishna or Krishna. So he is praying that, O Sachinandan, you are same Hari, same Krishna, and you have taken the duty of Srimati Radhika and mood of Radhika. And you are so merciful that you want to give it to all the entities, all the persons who have no qualification at all, giving qualification like Jagai Madhai you get. You are light and why? Hari has so many people. Hari means himself Krishna. Protect the heart and mind of Krishna. Hari means divine. Very powerful divine. Hari means monkey. Hari means cosmos. So many meanings. So here he is taking the meaning of divine. And that is why he is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you are a divine, very powerful. If you as a lion roar, hearing your roar, mad elephants, your mad elephants is attack at the bad activity and so much offensive to Vaishnava. There are mad elephants. They can uproot the creeper of bhakti at one time. And it is right forever. So our offense is like elephant, mad elephant. In fact, it has in Srimad Bhagavat it has been given. If anyone crossing the glories of any pure devotee, by criticizing, by abusing, by beating, by not being so happy to see, not a Abhinandati, if he is welcoming, if he is coming or going, ascending, then he is doing offense. And it is like mad elephant, and it sets in all power. Gold activity, beauty, power, intelligence, everything against God. And even if you have qualified to go in this room, in health, any dresses, and bigger and sufferable health will be very important. So, we should try to understand all these things. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lives in the space, very far, that is our heart. If one Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, we are remembering him, remembering him, glorifying him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then by the roar of this line, that I can come so the all the this line. Otherwise it is very hard. Krishna cannot do it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the shape of sense. But in the same of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having more qualities and mercy from Radhika. Radhika is most merciful. And sometimes it's Krishna. They can have an overload and destroy all these weapons we get to see. This time of the day. So, I'm praying that this light should come in my heart for such an end. Take mental. Now being golden, that is golden, beauty of materiality. And here, nothing to express the humility of that heart as a human life. Understand what I say? For elephants, and we have this humility of elephants, and taken Mahaprabhu like a lion, but how do we express that having the beauty and going to the power, who is that? No example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is similar to this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No other. So this, he has done the art of this cloak himself. He holds this structure. Only the art of this meaning of this cloak. Explain. Now I want to hear the explanation of the meaning made by you three. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and Samrani, the lady.
Veda Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Satyadevi, in fact, and definitely situated in the innermost core of the heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his father's mercy to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated medal of devotional service, the medal of conjugal love. This is a quotation from the Vidyadhya Madhava, a drama compiled and edited by Srila Rupa Goswami. The confidential reason for the Lord's appearance is given in the third chapter, fourth verse. It has been clearly said that Lord Chaitanya appeared to distribute love of Krishna and the chanting of his transcendental holy name, Hare Krishna. That was the secondary purpose. That was the secondary purpose.
Once I told this, and all the song began. Mm-hmm. And that is telling me actually that he has listened. And they are telling that this is the reason that we are. I think by this doing so, they are rejecting Sanidhi, not me. They are rejecting Krishna himself, Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Chaitanya and Bhagavata itself. They are not rejecting. Just a criteria.
Although this is true, this is only the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Do you feel the real confidential reason?
No. It's telling. It's the same.
In this fourth chapter, he explains that reason.
Oh.
The fourth chapter is an explanation. The fifth verse is an explanation of that verse and how to do it. I just want to have it also from.
You can try to read it again. I know that there are some monks and monks that are ordinary and they do fight are old. Otherwise, they will be not to collecting money or anything. Nothing or plan can be brain, so that is not the idea. But I think that this is my idea.
This is a this morning has stressed that Lord Krishna appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of these loving transactions is the Lord Himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus, the subject, the Lord, wanted to relish the loving mellow of the position of the object, Radharani. The second reason for his appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of himself. Lord Krishna is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime, and the experience that attraction, to experience that attraction and understand the transcendental sweetness of himself, he accepted the mentality of Radharani. The third reason that Lord Krishna appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed his company, and he enjoyed the company of Radharani. But the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than to himself. He felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than he could understand without taking her position. But forcing Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible, because that position was completely foreign to him. Krishna is the transcendental male, and Radharani is the transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Lord Krishna, reflecting the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. The appearance to fulfill these transcendental desires, and also to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna, and to answer the call of the Devotacharya Prabhu, these were secondary reasons. Recently, Brahma Goswami was the principal figure among Lord Krishna's transcendental devotees, and the work of the Chief Godly has revealed these transcendental purposes of the Lord. These revelations have been confirmed by the statements of Sri Rupa Goswami in his prayers and poems. So this chapter, chapter 4 of the commentary on that verse, was also specifically described the difference between lust and love. The transactions of Krishna and Radha are completely different from the pure lust, and therefore the author has very clearly distinguished between them.
That written, this event, how can you have this? That is what, both of you do, has not got any divinity? He wanted to be distributed in all this. Why? That if any nameless man is a rich dude and go to any superior bhakti and the root is like that and try to understand which is right, it means that in whole imagination there is no qualified person and never will be can help you. Am I telling you anything? In whole world there is no anything. And Yara will come like this. If anyone tells, he will be telling. I think that this was something that also said here. This is our father, Amira. That then, from Hattara Ram Sami, also very present, said here. I think that there are three things that they are all lacking. Even if they are not coming, I think that Maya
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.